Good morning. This shiur is going to be aired on the 47th day of the Omer. And we're learning Hilchos Brachos and Tefillos, Klal Hei of the Chayei Adam. And we're looking at Siman Yud Tes. We're skipping Yud Ches, and now we'll go back to that. We're looking at Siman Yud Tes. So we're talking about the halachas of a person being much as somebody else. We discussed Birchos and Mitzvahs and Birchos HaShabbat. Brachas you say in a mitzvah, brachas you say to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We said that the brachas which are said in the context of tefillah, like Brachas HaShachar or Brachas Kriyashma or Shmon Esrei, have unique rules. Now we're going to discuss the unique rules of Brachas and Nehenin. But Brachas and Nehenin ain't echot yechol lehotzi chaberoi. Elim kein kavu atzim on lezeh, tahanu sheyoshu yachad ala shulchan. So Birchas and Henan, the Chachamim said that one person cannot be moitzi somebody else in Birchas and Henan. Each person is doing his own act of eating. And really, if so, they should do their own act of making a bracha. Unless they're eating together as a unit, so that's called kviyas. So if they have a kviyas together, eating together as a unit, so then one person can be moitzi the other people in a bracha. What's the definition of a kviyas? They sat together by the table. The Gemara actually says that it's actually sitting in the Gemara's times was not a kviyas. That was a means that they're just sort of like sitting in a rush to go somewhere. They're just spending a few moments there. Kviyas was that they would recline on their couches. But the Shulchan Aruch already points out, the Mishnah already points out, that nowadays we don't normally eat in reclining. For us, being seated together functions as a kviyas. So therefore, since they were kaveya together, now one person can be with somebody else. However, that even if we were seated together, to say that we become one unit and we're really joining together to eat, we need a food which is a type of food which people normally make into a meal together. So therefore, that we're getting together to have an apple party. Everybody's eating apples together. It's not necessarily called a kviyas, even though we're eating apples together. But apples is not something that you become a unit around. The meal isn't defined by eating some apples together. So what would be something which is valid? Bread. Person, they're getting together to eat bread. So one person can say hamotzi, timotzi everybody else as well. Another example is yayin. Chutz mipas v'yayin. So by wine, there's an argument that people do get together to sort of make a drinking party together, and they become kavua together to enjoy this mashka together at the same time. And even that is going to be debatable. But by bread, it's for sure true that if we sit together for a meal for bread, one person can say moitzi, and we moitzi everybody else. But since everything else is questionable, so became the standardized minhag became that each person makes his own bracha. But in regards to wine, if they did make a kriyas to drink together, the minhag in some places is accepted. So if wine is a very common thing and people actually do make a kviyas out of it, so then being seated together is called a kviyas, and one person can be mochi, so everybody else. And if it's not such a common thing to do, then not. Then the chayodim adds, v'chei b'mei d'vash v'shecher b'mekom ha'shei nain motzi. Furthermore, if a place where wine is not very commonly available and they have other drinks, alcoholic beverages, like that they would made the wash as a type of a honey mead type of a drink or beer. So if that became the kviyas of the mokum where people gather around that and come together and spend time together like as a unit, so one person can be much everybody else. But the average a couple out in a beer echad, a few little pairs yatsu. Even though we are not supposed to have one person be much to somebody else for fruits, if one did, it would work. Now, if a person is not able to say the bracha on their own, so then one person can be much to another person. During the meal, so we washed and we're having a meal. Now they bring fruit at the end of the meal, so fruit at the end of the meal requires its own bracha. Even though you washed, it's not considered something which is secondary to the bread, it's not included in the bracha of the bread. But the kviyas, the meal atmosphere which the bread has created, will then work for the fruit as well. And one person can say the bracha, the Brei Pri Ha'etz, and we might see everybody else with the bracha of Brei Pri Ha'etz. Have a good morning.